In Scotland, the home country of his late mother, President Trump will be playing golf, promoting the golf resorts he owns there, and meeting with British and European leaders.
But questions about other things have followed him there.
Gossett, the Federal Reserve, and his dead former friend, the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
And there are protesters.
NPR's Lauren Frayer is at a demonstration in Edinburgh. Joins us from there. Lauren, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
What kind of welcome is the president receiving in Scotland?
Well, I'm outside the U.S. consulate in Edinburgh, where several hundred people gathered today. There are Scottish bagpipers. One of them is holding a sign that says, "At least this bag of hot air serves a purpose." There are Palestinian flags over the crowd. I also see a sign that says, "Scotland is already great," a reference to, you know, making anything great again. Protest organizers here call this a festival of resistance. Here's protester Niamh Cunvin-Smith.
Why on earth is this convicted felon allowed to come into our country and play golf when the people do not like him?
A recent poll found that more than 70% of people in Scotland have an unfavorable view of Trump. That's higher than across the entire United Kingdom. People here say they're motivated by Trump's climate policy. In fact, some climate protesters actually abseiled, belayed themselves on ropes down off a bridge here last night. Others say they're protesting U.S. policy in the Middle East. Many Scots are also angry at the cost to taxpayers of Trump's visit here, and there are even a few Jeffrey Epstein posters in the mix here.